the same way he left, he's coming back. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, praise.
Okay, go for it.
We were at the hospital all afternoon, and when we got there, Wilma was wide awake, and she's well enough to be mad at us.
Wow.
I just got a text a while ago from her sister-in-law, said that she ate a lot of her dinner tonight.
Praise the Lord.
This is such a major turnaround. The doctor came in this afternoon and said they were soon to send her to Pentanol. So praise the Lord.
Wow. Yes.
Woo-hoo.
Yes.
It's going to be a long recovery, but we're praying for God to really shorten
it. That's it.
Amen.
That's it. Yes.
You know, she's going to be back in Carol's new
house. That's right.
Praise.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. God's a good God. He's an awesome God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He'll do abundantly more than we can ask or even begin to imagine. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't sell God short.
That's right.
Ask large.
That's right.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to look at some scripture tonight for just a little bit. Just a little bit.
A little bit.
Just a few. Yeah, right. And then we're going to pray. Okay? Okay. So if you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
Yeah.
We were there this morning.
Everybody there?
We're always in there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And we're going to start in verse 1. Would you stand with me for reading of God's Word? Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Now drop down to verse 7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all, or to benefit everybody, or benefit others. Mm-hmm. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues or different kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Father, we thank you for your word. God, as we look into your word, Father, to look at the gifts of the Spirit, Father, God, we ask you, Lord God, to open our minds and our hearts, Lord God. God, to hear what the Spirit is saying, Lord God. God, we desperately need to hear what the Spirit is saying to us. Hallelujah. We believe, Lord God, that we are in the last days. We believe that Jesus is coming back soon. He's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. He's coming for a church fully operating, Father, the way you intended it to operate, Father. And so, God, we need the Spirit to speak to us tonight.
Yes, Lord.
And we trust, we believe, God, that you are going to speak to each one of us, Father.
Yes.
And, God, we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. So, if you want a title for this, it's Operating in the Gifts of the Spirit. We believe there's revival coming.
Yes.
Come on.
Amen.
We believe we're going to have a church on fire.
Yep.
And the church isn't just going to stay inside the walls. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the church is going to go out and demonstrate Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And if necessary, use words.
Amen.
It's all about the lost. All about the unsaved out there. Amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. So, Jesus said that we was to go preach the gospel, heal the sick, cast out devils, raise the dead. Freely you've received, freely give.
Amen.
How many like to receive? Amen. Anybody like to receive? Yeah, everybody likes to receive.
Amen.
How many like to give?
Amen.
How many of you are shy about giving the things of God?
No.
I hear some no's. I hear some silence. Sometimes it's challenging.
Amen.
To present the gospel.
Yes.
in a way that you don't turn people off, but you meet them where they're at with the love of Jesus, with grace and truth.
That's right.
Amen? Hallelujah. So sometimes it's a challenge. We all understand that. We've all been there, right? In 1 Corinthians 14, 1, follow after charity, or other translations would say love, and desire spiritual gifts. How many desire spiritual gifts? Paul said, desire spiritual gifts.
Yes.
But rather that you would prophesy. How many want to prophesy? Well, the Bible says that all may prophesy. Now, everybody that prophesies, that doesn't mean they are in the office of a prophet. There's a vast difference there. But all may prophesy. How many have prophesied? How many have had the words and didn't prophesy?
Amen. Preach it.
Well, we've all been there, right?
Amen.
Oh man, missed that opportunity. Missed it. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaketh mysteries. So Paul's saying, when you speak, when you are praying in an unknown tongue, when you are magnifying God in an unknown tongue, you're speaking mysteries. You don't know what you're speaking, but they're mysteries.
Yep.
If you are speaking in the spirit realm, you will have an effect in the spirit.
Amen.
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 Verse 3, but he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. Okay, so when you prophesy, this is, Paul says this is for the body, right? And it's the prophet, everybody in the body is supposed to prophet, or supposed to get something from the prophecy.
Yes.
And it is to edify. What does edify mean? To build people up.
Yes.
To encourage people.
Yep.
And it could be to exhort. Or it could be for comfort.
Yes.
So edification, exhortation, or comfort. That's prophecy when it comes forth. That's why it's so important. It's to build the body of Christ up, to encourage people, to exhort them, maybe challenge them, or to bring comfort. See, the Spirit knows what everybody needs.
Amen.
And so when a prophecy comes forth, you know, it you might not get much out of it, but you might be the one that knows that God is speaking exactly to you, to your situation. Anybody ever been there? And had just, it just nails it.
Right.
Say, God, you know, God. You know, Lord God, you didn't forget me. Hallelujah. So the prophecy is for everybody in the body. That's why it's so important for everybody to hear the prophecy. It may be a prophecy for the whole body, or it may be a prophecy for one person, but when the prophecy comes, it ministers to the whole body.
Amen.
So it's important for the whole body to be able to hear. How many have ever been in a service, in a convention, whatever, and somebody has a word of prophecy and immediately they take the mic? Mm-hmm. So that everybody can hear. So that everybody can hear and probably record it. Because how many have trouble remembering? Remembering the prophecies? Yeah, right. I have trouble remembering. Okay, so we need to, you know, as people come into the church, people are coming in, you know, the lost are coming in, the newly saved are coming in, and Paul said everything's to be done decently in order.
Yep.
You know, everything's orderly. And so when they come in and they see that things are in order, that God is speaking, that God is moving in this place.
Amen.
Come on. How many's been praying that God moves in this place?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. And so when the people come in, you know, they realize that, you know, there's something to this. There's something to this Christian stuff. Hallelujah. Verse 12. Even so, ye for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church.
Amen.
You know, it's not just that, oh, I want to prophesy. It's not about the one prophesying.
That's right.
You're just the messenger.
Right.
It's like this. I mean, remember Azusa Street? When the one-eyed black preacher would put his head in an apple crate and sit there and wait for God. Well, it's like the one prophesying would be, don't even look at me.
Yep.
Just receive this as from God. Hallelujah. Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. So, if you give a message in tongues, Paul said, you pray that you interpret. Now, I know a lot of times somebody else will interpret.
Church I'm going to, that they're not used to tongues, so when tongues started coming about through me and my mother-in-law, a couple people left the church, which, you know, because they don't understand it.
Right.
So the understanding was they thought if somebody spoke in tongues that somebody else had to interpret. So I just wanted to clarify for myself to make sure I was on the right
path. Yeah. Well, there's two different kinds of tongues. There is one, a message in tongues,
yes,
and that should be interpreted. Paul says, if nobody interprets, if you don't interpret and somebody else don't interpret, don't give the message.
Right.
But when you are praising, when you are praying in tongues, that's different.
Yes.
And so, like you said, people don't understand, and that's why it's so important for there to be teaching. You know, Jesus taught and then he demonstrated.
Right.
And so it's really important, especially if people have been in church forever and they're not used to this and not sure whether they read the Bible or whether it faded away back. But whatever, you know, people need to understand that this is church. What's in here is the pattern for church.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And so that's what we're looking at tonight. If therefore the whole church be come together into one place and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that you are mad? But if all prophesy, I believe Paul's saying there that if everybody gives a message in tongues and there's no interpretation, that what will people think? They will have no idea. What country did I walk into? Or what countries did I walk into? But if all prophesy, if all speak in the language of the assembly, you know, here we speak English, but if you were in an assembly, say they spoke Spanish. Okay, so they would prophesy in, we would prophesy in English, they would prophesy in Spanish, or French or German or whatever the church, you know, that's what they would prophesy in. But if all prophesy and there come in one that believeth not or one unlearned, he is convinced of all and he is judged of all. And thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest, and so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you all the truth. And so here somebody comes in, and here is somebody prophesying. And, you know, a lot of times people that are unchurched will receive easier than people that are in church and have not been at all involved in the things of the Spirit. It's like you can't put new wine in old wineskins. You know, you've heard about the worship wars or the song wars. Well, the churches that all they've sang is the old hymns. That's it. And so when new songs, choruses are introduced, immediately the wall goes up, and many times there has been church splits over just that. Even though everybody's worshiping the same God, same Spirit, but they just can't get beyond that barrier, that generational barrier. And so, you know, that's not God's will. God's will is to worship in spirit and in truth. You know? So, how is it then, brethren, when you come together, every one of you that hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation, let all things be done unto edifying. It's just like somebody has a testimony. Okay. When people hear the testimony of what God's done, they're built up. They're encouraged. They're edified by it. Now, it may be it may be, you know, something that God's done. It may be a revelation. Has ever had a revelation that's just like burning in you, and you just can't wait to, you know, share with everybody what God showed you? Yeah, we've all been there. But it's like, you know, we need to do it unto the edifying of the whole body. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at most by three, and that by course or in order, and let one interpret. So when a message comes, you know, it's not
two people at once giving a message in tongues, or three people giving a message in tongues. One message may be in German, one may be in Spanish, one may be in who knows what, you know, and people would really say, let me out of this place. So everything, you know, one of the things that Paul stressed, let everything be done decently and in order. Hallelujah. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church and let him speak to himself and God. In other words, you just don't give the message. Let the prophet speak two or three and let the other judge. Okay, so here comes a prophecy. And another prophecy comes. Sometimes there's one, sometimes there's two, sometimes there's three, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it for the prophecies. And so, God is a God of order.
Yep.
And so he has spiritual authority in the church. And so when a message comes forth, you know, we're to judge it. The leaders in the church are to make a judgment on it. Was it of God? Was it the flesh? Or is it the devil? Another spirit. And it's not like immediately you jump on them. That's not in order. If how many have ever done something and missed it? Yeah. Well, if somebody missed it, you know, we all make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. And so it's a matter of, you know, going to the person privately and say, you know, I think maybe you missed it. Mm-hmm. You know, if it was just something that just didn't seem right, and not to offend anybody, but to encourage people. You know? And so that's the way it's judged. For you may all prophesy one by one that all may learn. How many learn when you prophesy? Learn to hear from God. Learn what to say. Learn when to stop. Don't add to it. Don't just keep going on because it flows, because it sounds good. It may be one word. It may be a dozen words. It may be 50 words. But when it's done,
it's done.
It's done. That's exactly right. That all may learn and all may be comforted. When you prophesy, it will encourage others to hear from God so that they may prophesy.
Yes.
Because if you're born again, if you have the Spirit of God in you, Paul says, all may prophesy because it's a spiritual gift, right? And so Paul says, all may prophesy that all may learn and all may be comforted. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. Okay, now the spirit of the prophets are subject to the prophets. So, most people see that, or a lot of people, I won't say most, I'll say a lot of people see that as there's a time to speak and there's a time to wait for the right time.
Amen.
So when you get a word, and you guys tell me if this is the way it is with you, sometimes you only get a word or two and it comes. And so you have a word, God gives you a word, and you feel that it's the prophetic. And it may come sometime that is not the right time to give it. And so you just hang on to it. And if you're just learning, the best way I tell people, if they are learning to prophesy and they want to be in order, if they'll just watch, let me know. Yep. You know, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they have a word, you know, and you know, at the right time, I'll just release them to give the word. That's the way we learn. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That way, they're not out of order, and they're beginning to use their gifts. Mm-hmm. And just like learning to walk, we'll probably make some mistakes. But we just encourage people and just go on. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy.
Yes.
You know what covet means? Let's desire it.
Yeah.
Desire to prophesy.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, pray that you may prophesy.
Yes.
God, I just want to be used, Father. God, let me prophesy. Let me edify people. Let me exhort people. Let me comfort people, God.
Mm-hmm.
And forbid not to speak with tongues. So that's been in there all along.
Yeah.
Some people never saw it was in the Bible. Well, you have to read it. Hallelujah. And forbid not to speak with tongues. Let all things be done decently and in order. And when things are done decently in order, when people are operating in their gifts, it'll flow. It'll just flow. And there are times when, say, people have a word of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Timing is real key in specific words for people. And so when it's done decently and in order, and especially, you know, if somebody has a word of knowledge, say, I know Vicki used to operate in the gifts a lot. And so me and Vicki had this thing, and she might write it on a piece of paper, you know, that she has a word about somebody. Or she may, you know, just let me know that she has a word, and I'll just, you know, let her go ahead. And so it's in order.
Yes.
For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Ephesians 4:16, for whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love, or the building up of itself in love. And all the gifts of the Holy Spirit working together, they all work together. It's like a puzzle, and they all work together, and they're needed to produce the full potential of the church. So if we have gifts that are not being used in the church, it's like we're stealing from the other people in the church when we don't use our gifts. And so the gifts have to be cultivated.
Yep.
They have to be, you know, David said about Saul's armor.
Yeah.
He said, I've never used these. I'm not familiar with them. And so we have to start somewhere. And as people desire to be used of God, as they just pray, just seek God for the gifts, I believe that the Holy Spirit will give gifts, mm-hmm. but they've got to be utilized.
Yes.
And they got to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's really easy in a small body. To, you know, nobody's going to beat you up, beat you down, throw you out. If you make a mistake, but everybody's there, you know, everybody wants to be used in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And so when we get these, when the gifts, you know, are there and people are encouraged to use them, to begin to use them, you know, then everybody in the body is built up, yep. encouraged. Amen. Yep. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. The gifts of the Spirit are gifts of grace.
Yes.
And so their use must be controlled by the rule of love. Mm-hmm. Everything done in
love.
The greatest of all the gifts of the Spirit is
love.
Now these three mm-hmm. remain or abide: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these
is love.
You know, God loves the church so much. God loves His bride so much. That he wants a bride that's functioning fully, mm-hmm. operating in the fullness. Amen.
Yep.
Hallelujah. And so we need to be praying for the gifts,
mm-hmm.
praying to have the boldness to operate in the gifts. And the confidence, yes, to operate in the gifts. Hallelujah. So tonight, I would like for everybody to come up front. And if anybody needs prayer for anything,